being prepared to come back, come roaring back once we're through it.
Previously broadcast program.
In Quebec, vaccination against COVID-19 is underway, but not everybody is protected yet. Even if you've been vaccinated, you still need to respect basic health measures, like wearing a mask, maintaining social distancing, and washing your hands regularly. You must also get tested if you have symptoms and follow self-isolation guidelines. Find out about the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Follow all the health guidelines, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Good evening. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I'm your host, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, about to play for you some blues hits, associates, and affiliates for the next 2 hours. To get tonight's program started off, here's Robert Cray and High Rhythm playing You Must Believe in Yourself. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Oh,
Welcome back. For those of you who are just tuning in mid-track, that was Robert Cray and High Rhythm playing their number, You Must Believe in Yourself. For those of you who are not in the know, this is Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, where I, your host, Vishwal Ramakrishnan, play for you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. Now, before I get off onto our awesome program for the next couple of hours, I just got a couple of announcements. Firstly, a minor correction, but quite an important correction, if I may say so. Last week, we did appreciate and observe the birthday of Sister Rosetta Tharpe, which was just last week. I misspoke the date of her birthday, saying it was the 21st of March, when actually it is the 20th of March. That I apologize for that mistake. That is, Sister Rosetta Tharpe's birthday was on the 20th of March, not the 21st. So, super sorry about that little historical and very important historical a misconstruement there. But there's also another announcement. Once again, this is a kind of an appreciative announcement to you folks out there, dear listeners, for helping keep this station and this show afloat. So our funding drive here at CKUT has been a success. We've gotten well above our projected rates, especially considering the COVID times. And that's thanks to dear listeners like you who came out to help us out in our time of need. But particularly, I'd like to give a quick shout out to two really cool folks who particularly pitched in during our program last week. That was Andrew Matthews and as well as Jermaine Cousson for giving a donation during our program. I'm sure tons of you guys gave donations during by calling in, which I wouldn't be able to track those numbers, but if I didn't mention you, I'm super sorry, but thank you all the same. Seriously, it's thanks to you we get to keep the blues alive, keep the discussion about the blues going, and you know keeping the good times rolling, I guess, you know. So that's pretty cool stuff. So thank you so much for that. And now, if you also didn't get a chance to donate, and you're like, oh shoot, I want to get in on that and donate, you know, do your part. You can, I think you can still donate if you go to fundraising.ckut.ca. That's fundraising.ckut.ca. And you can go in there, and I think you could still donate if you want to. But in any case, thank you so much, dear listeners, for all that you've done. And we'll be sure to be here for a long time to keep the blues a playing and keep the discussion going. And, you know, just let the vibes, you know, let it all hang out, as Little Richard says, you know, let it all hang out. And that's what we're striving to do here. Now, without further ado, we're going to go on to the next tune for you. Here is Etta Baker, a famous folk blues artist. And here she is with her number, The Carolina Breakdown. I hope you dig, here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Thank you.
say you're leaving me. Leaving me for someone new. You say you're leaving me, baby. Leaving me for someone new.
Some friends of mine. Party was getting underway and the juice was really flying and I got loaded. Ooh, I sure got it. Told my pretty baby I wouldn't stay out no more. Every time I tried to leave, I fell down on the floor and I got loaded. Oh, I sure got high. Made me feel so happy while it was going down. I took a sip on every trip that bottle went around and I got loaded. Oh, I sure got it. Last thing I remember, I heard somebody say, "Won't my soul just let him roll until the break of day?" And I got loaded. Oh, I sure got high. If you see my baby, tell her this for me. Didn't mean to stay so long, but the juice down there was free, and I got loaded. Oh, I sure got high.
Well, Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:15 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Now, just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set, we heard from an early Fenton Robinson number, that is before he got signed up to Alligator Records. That was his number, Say You're Leaving, I believe recorded in 1968. And after that, we heard from Peppermint Harris playing a tune, I guess, a tune that a lot of us can relate to when you come home drunk and wasted. That was I Got Loaded by Peppermint Harris. Now, coming up next for you, I've got a brand new tune from one of our favorite blues artists here on the program. That is Valerie June. And she just came out with her new album, The Moon and Stars, Prescriptions for Dreamers. A really, really cool album. So I highly recommend you do check it out. They got all the songs, I think, posted up on YouTube as well as on Spotify. So do check them out. It's a really kick butt album. An album worthy listening from side to side. Fantastic stuff. But so, because I don't think I'm allowed to, I don't even know if I'm allowed to play the whole album on the air, I'm going to give you a little bit of a snippet of one of my favorite tunes from the album. This is Valerie June with Carla Thomas, actually. A little what do you call it, collaboration going on here. And their number, Call Me a Fool. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Call me a fool. Call me a fool. Play hard for lonely heart that's gone to love bone. Thought I had it under control, yeah. But it strictly gripped me, grabbed my soul, yeah. Heard it pounding, knocking on the door, yeah. When I knew I had to let it go. Is it I could help it? Don't you know? Is it I could forget? But this new love's so strong that, well, it's the power to keep me holding on.
Staying drunk all day, got me creeping, but it's not late at night. Got my About a traveling man that is born down in Tennessee. He made his living by stealing chickens, stole everything that he seen. Police got after that coon one day and he tore out right down the road. No matter how fast the freight train was flying, that coon would get right on board.
He was a traveling man, son, he was a traveling man, traveling as coon that ever was in the land. Travel, no, for miles around. He didn't give up, wouldn't give up till the police shot him down. That coon stole $10,000. It was in the broad open daytime. The folks said the man was desperate for doing such a dirty crime. Notice Gwang get arrested, and it didn't have no fear. They tied the handcuffs around the darky's arm, and the coon began to disappear. He was a traveling man, said it was a traveling man. Traveling coon that ever was in the land. Travel, he was known for miles around. He wouldn't give up, he never give up till the police shot him down. Sentenced this coon now to be hung. He know this time was near. Folks all ganged up for miles around because they didn't have no fear. Tied the rope round this darky's neck. Everybody began to sigh. He crossed his leg, winked one eye, sailed up through them skies. He was a traveling man, said he was a traveling man. Traveling as cool ever was in the land. Travel, he was known for miles around. He wouldn't give up, and he never give up till the police shot him down.
Now they sent this coon to Liverpool, England. Now to swim that ocean blue. He saw the iceberg 10,000 miles away. Right overboard, he flew. Now the people on the Titanic, they all said, "Well, that coon is a mighty big fool." When the Titanic went down in that deep blue sea, he was shooting dice out in Liverpool.
He was a traveling man, said he was a traveling man. Traveling as coon ever was in the land. Travel, he was known for mile and run. He wouldn't give up, he never give up till the police shot him down.
Welcome back. The time runabout now on your dial should read 9:27 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set. Two tracks ago, we heard from Phil Upchurch, actually one of his earlier cuts of that in his recording career. That was his number, Cha 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 Blues. And after which we heard from Texas from way back in the 1920s. That was Coley Jones and his number, Traveling Man. As a matter of fact, he's from Dallas, Texas, and actually was a member of the Dallas String Band. So he actually got his start not playing guitar, but actually rather playing playing his mandolin. But it's kind of funky now hearing him play there with his, with his guitar on his solo tracks. I think those tracks were recorded way back in 1929 for Columbia Records. But still, really cool nevertheless. Now, to keep the tunes rolling, we're going to go a bit, I guess, if I got my geography right, we're going to go a bit east. Yeah, that's right. We're going to go east and a bit north from Dallas to Louisiana, to one of the coolest places I think you can find the blues. That is in New Orleans and the Bayou area of Louisiana. And it's really funky stuff, the blues there, you know. It's not the same kind of blues you hear in the Mississippi Delta, and it's definitely not the same kind of blues you would hear in Chicago either. There's a different kind of groove to it, you know. It's not super fast or like straightforward 12-bar blues. There's a kind of funkiness to it. It kind of blurs the line, I guess, if you want to think of it this way in terms of genres. It really blurs the line between like heavy old-style R&B versus actual like traditional straightforward blues. And it's very much about the groove, you know, not so much about flashy soloing or crazy slide guitar licks or anything. It's a very much groove-centric focus, at least in my opinion, to Louisiana blues music, or swamp blues as it's called. So, but who else is better to kind of get us into this groove, into this vibe of swamp blues than one of the swamp blues kings himself? Of course, I'm talking about Slim Harpo, and here he is with a really, really gritty, high on the gain killer track. Slim Harpo, here he is playing Jody Man. Hope you dig. You're on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Touch me, baby. Just leave me alone. 'Cause the way you treat me, yeah, child, you know that's wrong. I'm leaving, baby. Yeah, yeah. Gonna hit that highway back on home. When I first met you, baby, gave you all that I had. When I asked you for some loving, you haul off and you get mad. I'm leaving, baby.
appreciate. You don't appreciate nothing I do. You're always talking about you and our group. You take all of my money, you take it with so much pride.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should be 9:38 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set in our Louisiana Bayou themed set. Two tracks ago, we heard from Classy Baloo playing his number Crazy Mambo. And just recently, you heard from Elton Anderson playing Don't Touch Me. Now, to keep the tunes rolling, we're going to hear from John Fahey going to his country blues roots, as it were, playing his number, Poor Boy. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Thank you.
Welcome back. The time right about now on your dial should read 9:46 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set. 2 tracks ago, we heard from Jimmy Lee Williams from Georgia playing Hoot Your Belly. And then just after that, we heard from Sylvia Vanderpool with the Mickey Baker Band playing Speedy Life. Coming up next for you, I've got an artist who's kind of transcended all the genres, and I mean that. Like, you'd be kind of hard-pressed to figure out a genre in North American music that he hasn't been involved in or at least delved into. Of course, I'm talking about Andre Williams. Now, Andre Williams, you may not have heard of him, but I tell you, if you look this guy up, this guy has literally been everywhere. He helped co-write Stevie Wonder's first song, his first release. In addition to that, he's worked with writing songs for Parliament and Funkadelic. He's worked at Chess Records as an artist, releasing a couple of singles, I think, over there. And also, he's done hip-hop as well. Like, this guy has been everywhere, and I'm sure, especially if you like kind of garagey rock and kind of garage sounds and that kind of style, you definitely got to check this cat out. He is so cool. So, without further ado, you know what? Let me cut the talking. Let him do the talking with his sound. Here he is, without further ado, Andre Williams playing Too Light to Fight. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Mm-hmm. Look at here. I'm too light to fight, and I'm too thin to win. But my finger ain't too weak to bend. That's why you don't want no part of me, and I won't want no part of you. If we get that understanding, we can make it through. My mama taught me how to cut. My daddy taught me how to shoot. I didn't wear no shoes, just alligator boots. My mama made me stay in school so I wouldn't be no fool. That's why I'm too light to bite, and I'm too thin to win. Stay away from me, and I'll stay away from you. We do it like that, brother. We both can make it through. 'Cause I'm too light to fight, and I'm too thin to win. Too light to fight, and I'm too thin to win. I'm too light to fight.
Thank you.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now is 9:57 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last set you heard, we heard from the very beginning, Too Light to Fight by Andre Williams, genre traveler extraordinaire. Do check him out. And of course, after that, we heard from a double shot of George Harmonica Smith. Of course, for those of you who don't know, George Harmonica Smith is perhaps best known for his, side work with working for the Muddy Waters Blues Band back in 1954. Yep, that's right, 1954. But also doing some side work alongside Big Mama Thornton. So very well accomplished harpist there. And of course, just to recap the couple of tracks we just heard from him. This two tracks ago, we heard his number Ecstatic Stomp, played by George Harmonica Smith, of course, but with Rod Piazza as well as an accompaniment there. And as a matter of fact, Rod Piazza was greatly influenced by George Harmonica Smith, so it's kind of cool, like protege and master together, you know, in a kick butt song. And of course, after that, which you just recently heard from George Harmonica Smith, that was a number called Juke. For those of you who aren't in the know, Juke is a kind of a, you probably have heard of the what do you call it, Little Walter tune by that same name, but a juke is kind of like a warm-up tune, you know, you just kind of grooving in a kind of standard, in a standard like 12-bar pattern or something like that, you know, or a shuffle, you know, just to get, I guess, the fingers and your embouchure and whatnot limber for the actual recording. But when Little Walter recorded his juke, they thought, hey, this is pretty good, we may as well put this onto vinyl and release it. And what a good idea that was. Well, there was George Harmonica Smith taking that to his own style, playing his version of juke. Now, I got the same dilemma. The reason why I played two George Harmonica Smith numbers together was because, you know, I was debating, you know, which one of these two should I play, because they're both really cool and unique in their own aspects, right? Whereas, like, a Static Stomp, of course, is a real driver, right? But it's got this kind of cool dual harp thing. You could hear the distinctions between Rod Piazza's harp and George Harmonica Smith's harp. So it's kind of cool and very unique in that sense. But also, juke is just such a driving classic tune that George Harmonica Smith takes to a whole new level. So I was like, you know what? I'll just put both of these tunes on. And the next set, I kind of have the same problem. For the next artist I've got a double shot of is Terry Timmons. For those of you who aren't in the know, Terry Timmons is an artist from Cleveland, Ohio. People equate her with Dinah Washington and her R&B tunes, but I think, you know, Terry Timmons is pretty cool in her own right and deserves to be respected that way, you know. But it's really cool stuff that we got, she's released. So I was figuring, you know, between these two songs, which should I play? And I kind of returned to the same conclusion. You know what? Ah, screw it. I'll play both songs because they're pretty cool in their own right. So without further ado, here's Terry Timmons playing two tunes for us. First playing Got Nobody to Love, and of course followed by that, he's the best in the business. So without further ado, to get us started off, here's Terry Timmons playing Got Nobody to Love. Hope you dig. You're on 90.3 CKUT FM.